Don't buy Bird Dog's khaki shorts. While they may appear very similar to Lululemon, they are not. Bird Dog's tailor fit is overly sexual. You don't want that. You want a big baggy fit like the shorts you get from those other guys. Gym shorts should swallow your legs. Don't even bother going to birddogs.com. Their website is riddled with typos. And definitely don't bother seeing how good your legs will look in Bird Dog's. You don't need that unwanted female attention. Again, do not visit birddogs.com and enter code radio to get the free tumbler they're offering with your Bird Dog's shorts. That's birddogs.com, code radio.
Life comes with a lot of decisions, and it can be hard to know the right path sometimes. A therapist can help you map out what you really want, so you trust yourself to make great choices and feel excited about the future. BetterHelp offers convenient, professional online therapy on your schedule, however you want it, by phone, chat, or video call. Let therapy be your map with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/positive today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/positive.
Do I sound different on this show? Just to start, play a little name that tune, name that voice, so to speak. I mean, you know it's me, but do I sound different? Can you figure out why I sound different? I think I feel like I've joined an exclusive club. And producer Jay is definitely getting a membership to this club for Christmas. I will be the only person who ever gave her producer TSA pre-check for Christmas.
Let's go.
I'm officially TSA pre-checked just in time for my next travel experience. I feel unencumbered.
I do hear a little extra pep.
Do you?
A little bit.
Hear a little pep in my flying step? For a while there, I thought it might be elitist to join TSA PreCheck. And then they put the whole procedure on sale, and it dropped to $78 for 5 years. That's almost a steal. I might pay $78 for 1 year. All kinds of perks. No more taking off my shoes at the airport. Fantastic. Because very often in the summertime, I wear sandals. And that's kind of gross. You take off your sandals and then you're walking through the security in your bare feet. I don't even walk in my bare feet at home in my house much because I've got a cat who tracks litter, and I've got a dog who leaves hair and who knows what else everywhere else. So, no more taking off my shoes. No more removing my laptop from my bag. Don't have to remove anything. And according to the guy at Staples, yeah, we got that. I don't know why it was in the Staples, but it was. That's where I went for my final pre-check screening. I got fingerprinted at Staples. It's kind of fun.
Staples.
Very, very high-tech computer screen that you got your handprint and your thumbprint and everything else. You signed it as well. It's a really high-tech touchpad. And so I got fingerprinted at Staples. And he asked me, he ran through all the, any arrests, any felonies, any incarcerations, any mental health, what's the word for it when you get put into a home or you get, what is the word for it? Institutionalized. I that seems like a big word for him, but maybe it was something along those lines. Have you ever been institutionalized? The answer, of course, is no for all of those. I did not fess up about the outstanding tickets. Well, ticket. I have one outstanding ticket in Boston for leaving my dog in the car. It's so dumb. I did not fess up about that, but I guess maybe at some point TSA will come calling, or maybe I won't get cleared.
Is this just the honor system?
The honor system? No, they do a background check.
Okay, so they
he was just
like an
asking
idea.
Me in case anything flagged. Then he took a picture that he said mysteriously disappears into the inter-universe. I said, what does that picture get used for? And told me not to smile as well. What does that picture get used for? He said nothing. If I tried to call it back up in the system right now, I wouldn't be able to. He said it just goes in your personal file with TSA. I don't know what that means. Hmm. Anyway, you have to enter your number every time you buy a ticket or check in online, which I will be doing on Wednesday for my flight on Thursday. And apparently it's beholden on the traveler to enter the number. If you don't enter the number, well, TSA doesn't know that you're pre-check. He said they refuse to wait while you find the number on your phone. He said the whole point of TSA pre-check is to go quickly, as in to keep the line moving. So they're not going to sit there and wait for you to find your number on your phone or to rifle through a bunch of papers and figure out what your known traveler number is. And so instead, if you do not have the green check mark, you do not get to go through pre-check. Even if you do have the designation, if you don't enter the number, you're SOL.
We don't have time for that.
Exactly. Thank you, Bill Belichick. We definitely do not have time for that. And I would feel the same way if I was standing in line. Now, here's the question. Does this lessen the amount of time that I need to spend at the airport? Can I show up, say, 15 minutes later?
I think so. Definitely so, right? Because that's, you got to at least assume a half hour on the security line without the pre-check. That's just at a minimum.
Without the pre-check.
Like, it might take longer. You got to assume at least a half hour. With the pre-check, what do you assume, 10 minutes?
Well, he said it averages 3 to 4 minutes.
Wow.
On a normal day. But who knows what normal is at A, Newark Airport, and B, in summer of 23, where travel is haywire. So now I'm waiting for the email with my number. I don't have that yet. He said at the very least, unless something goes wrong, like they discover an incarceration, a felony, maybe there's another person out there who has my last name. Actually, there are multiple Amy Lawrences, but the one that I know of, she is across the pond. She covers football across the pond. And so I don't think that she's going to be flagged as a TSA pre-checker. It's kind of funny, too. I put it on Twitter, and the number of people who responded to me about TSA pre-check, far more than anyone who would respond to me about sports, I'm quite certain. So here, I'm retweeting it just so you can see it's officially out there. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. It's The Hump Show. Thank you for congratulating me on my new jet set status, as one listener put it on Twitter. I didn't bother to tell you on Facebook. I felt like you probably didn't care all that much, but we've got other stuff going on with both our social media. For instance, it is The Hump Show, which means you get to ask Amy anything, sort of. So send your questions to either our show Twitter, After Hours CBS, or our Facebook page. Our phone number is 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4CBS. I wonder how many of you could you recite it all by your lonesome? You wouldn't need us to tell you. You can recite the number. I guess if you're a P1, that's what the business labels sports radio listeners who never miss their favorite shows. In fact, they listen nonstop. It doesn't matter what we do to you, you never go away. It's like the NFL. We can't miss you if you never go away. Speaking of the NFL, wow. Just wow. The headline may be Justin Herbert and his PHAT and FAT contract, but he is not the only headline. From the LA Chargers up the coast in San Francisco or Santa Clara to the 49ers, where there is great news about their quarterback room, to a surprise, I didn't even know this was possible, actually. The New York Giants getting their star running back in the fold with a contract that was enhanced. It's called an enhanced franchise tag. Again, I didn't even know that was possible. I thought you signed the tender and that was pretty much it. But somehow the Giants managed to work a few more incentives into the Saquon Barkley deal. And he is officially back, baby. Barkley is back. Not so much for Josh Jacobs. Ron Rivera talking about the new Commanders ownership says it's already making a difference. You'll hear him explain. And Jaylen Brown. Jaylen Brown. Now, this is spoken as someone who hails from New England, who grew up falling in love with the Boston Celtics. I would say that's the team more than any other that deserves credit for me wanting to be a sports talk host or wanting to work in sports radio. I've done a variety of jobs in sports radio. Jaylen Brown, the richest contract in NBA history. More than $300 million.
Damn.
Fully guaranteed. Eat your heart out, Deshaun Watson. This is fully guaranteed. In the NBA, in the NHL, in Major League Baseball, the contracts are fully guaranteed. This is not like Patrick Mahomes. Now, just as a side note, the Chiefs would be happy to pay Patrick Mahomes every last second or every last cent and every last second of his current deal. He's likely to get a renegotiated deal at some point because now he's like the 12th highest paid quarterback in the NFL. That may be exaggerating it a bit, but you get my point. He continues to slide down, down, down the list. Even though he is far and away the most successful of the current quarterbacks. At what? The ripe old age of 27? 26, 27? Yes, Aaron Rodgers is a future Hall of Famer. But Patrick Mahomes has already lapped him in terms of Super Bowls and is well on his way with the MVP award. So the Chiefs would be thrilled to pay him every little bit, good to the last drop of his current contract, but he's likely to get another one instead. In the NBA, it's not like that. It is the $300 million contract, and it's Jaylen Brown. Again, I think Jaylen's great. But is Jaylen more valuable than his teammate Jason Tatum? Now, in pro sports, or really in life, in any type of business, you are worth what your employers believe you are worth. So in the case of Justin Herbert, 5 years, $262.5 million, makes him the highest paid in NFL history. Jaylen Brown now has the richest contract in the history of his league. It likely won't stay that way for long. But $300 million. And actually a few extra million to boot. 5 year Supermax extension worth up to $303.7 million. Okay, I love Jaylen, but I just want to point out he's only been an all-star twice. Wow. It really is about timing. Timing is everything. Two-time all-star. And yet he is now theoretically going to be paid more than Nikola Jokic. Or, again, his teammate, Jason Tatum, who likely, if he stays healthy and has another strong year, would top Jaylen come this time next year because he's also due a Supermax extension. Jaylen's coming off a season in which he averaged a career high in points. And he shot nearly 50% from the floor. However, a number that many Celtics fans may remember is, gosh, was it 8 turnovers in the 7th game of the Eastern Conference Finals against the Heat? 8 turnovers, give or take 1 or 2. It was brutal. Not that he didn't have help, The Celtics were all fairly brutal. But gosh, that's a lot of money. So money, 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 money. That's pretty good, actually.
That was really good.
Thank you, Jay. My voice is stronger for this hump show. I've been dealing with the effects of the smokiness, the particulates, the hazy, smoky wildfire residue that's in the air coming down from both eastern and western Canada. And for that reason, I'm really not talking much outside of work. I know you can laugh at me, but honestly, even the significant other and I have not been talking on the phone much. He'll call and I'll listen, which makes for highly entertaining conversations. Mom has really not called me much. I did talk to my niece on Sunday. Trying to think if I've done really... Oh, and my best friend, since I'll see her coming up later this week in Houston. But for the most part, I've been trying to protect the cords, and they feel pretty strong right now. Lots of money. It's going to take more than one Brinks. Wait, Brinks? Banks.
Brinks.
Shoot, I get it wrong every time.
You had it right.
It's because I have no knowledge of any interaction ever with a truck that carries money. It doesn't carry it to my front step.
They have like armed guards who patrol those things.
No one needs to be worried about arming guards around my paycheck or my payday. It's just not a thing. But many Brinks trucks backed up for Justin and Jalen and even Saquon. I'm happy for him to make eight figures as a running back is nothing to sneeze at. Not all of them are making eight figures. Not all of them are making $10 million plus. Tony Pollard, Josh Jacobs eventually, I would think that's the case. But Dalvin Cook is not making eight figures, at least not right now. Ezekiel Elliott, he's not on a roster either. The last I knew, Kareem Hunt hadn't been picked up either. So good for Saquon. He wants to play. Maybe Daniel Jones will give him a nice gift for returning, or just a gift in friendship, acknowledging that Saquon is a major reason why Daniel got paid this offseason as well. So money flying around. Do you guys love the emoji where there's a wad of cash that has wings? Have you ever used that emoji, Jay?
I know it. I don't think I've ever used it, actually.
I only use it when I'm referring, and generally I do it with my mom, referring to, say, either a round of bills that all were due at the same time, or doesn't it always happen? Your car has to go in the shop. You have some type of home repair you have to get done. Your insurance is due. The dog needs a new something, something. Yes, it all happens at the same time. All happens at the same time. And so I generally will send that emoji to mom as the money is flying out of my bank account and into the pockets of other people. I'm lining other people's pockets. So I believe that's the appropriate emoji for this edition of the show.
Flying away.
It's the hump show. Saquon Barkley was recently a guest on the Money Matters podcast. Well, it matters today. and along those lines, we will hear from Chargers senior writer about the timing. I'm going to ask him about the timing of the Justin Herbert deal. He's just finished up season number 3. This is not a Lamar Jackson deal where he was overdue for a contract if the Ravens, in fact, were going to keep him around. We're not talking about a guy who had just finished up his 4th season and the team wants to get this off their plates and off his plate going into the final year of his rookie deal. And remember, he was... Don't tell me, 10th overall draft pick? Was he 10th? Oh, he was lower? Jay's giving me a lower, like a thumbs down. I'm getting a thumbs down from producer Jay.
I want to say fifth or sixth, but
oh, I thought you said he was lower.
Yeah, lower.
I said tenth. Oh, you mean lower as in higher?
Oh yeah, I do it that way. Yeah, we actually differ there. Like okay, in a higher seed, I would say a lower seed is like a one in a tournament, like the tournament.
Can you possibly look it up for me quickly while I stall? I'm just kidding.
Sixth.
Okay. Yes. Whole point is he was drafted in the first round, meaning the team can pick up a fifth-year option. So they still have him or could have him, do have him, you know, even before the contract. Two more years left before they would have to pay him. So what's the significance of the timing right now? On Twitter, A-Law Radio, send your questions for Ask Amy Anything. Just look for the bright orange box. It's part of our hump show, and then our Facebook page, too. Glad to have you with us. Money, 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 money.
That's a lot of
money. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence, CBS Sports Radio.
You are listening to the After Hours podcast.
Fake the toss. They roll Purdy to the left. Purdy going to throw back middle, wide open, Deebo Samuel, down the sideline, 50, 40, Deebo 30, Deebo 20, Deebo 10.
The second half of the baseball season is here, and each game means a little bit more. We're talking pennant races and wild card chases, with each pitch bringing us closer to the playoffs. The free Odyssey app lets you listen to live play-by-play of your local team. So no matter what you're up to, you'll never have to miss another game. Download the free Odyssey app today and keep baseball close by all summer long. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. Odyssey.
Debo, touchdown! Francisco!
Well, I told you that it may be a breakout game for Deebo Samuel.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
It was most definitely a top story from the 22 season. Not only the fact that the Niners didn't have their chosen QB, Trey Lance, for more than 3 weeks. Jimmy Garoppolo lasted for, what was it, six weeks? And then he got hurt as well. Brock Purdy, he was Mr. Irrelevant. He very quickly dispatched that nickname and became more relevant than most people ever expected. Greg Papa on Niners Radio. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. The Niners were on one heck of a streak until Purdy got hurt in the NFC Championship. I'll never forget. Poor guy, he couldn't take his helmet off. He wouldn't go into the locker room. George Kittle tried to tease him about possibly becoming ambidextrous. He couldn't even smile at the joke. I'm sure George felt very rejected.
None of that, man.
Brock Purdy was devastated that that's how his season ended. And then he had to have elbow surgery on the right arm because he's not ambidextrous. Poor Kyle Shanahan had to deal with more quarterback questions through OTAs and the draft process. But lo and behold, not only was there Brock Purdy news, but there was Brock Purdy on Tuesday for the Niners.
Brock's cleared and ready to go. He's been cleared. He's going to be without restrictions. Now, having said that, we're sticking and we're adhering to a plan that's been put in place for some time. And he got after it the last couple days. We upped his pitch count, so it was kind of the peak of the buildup. And so he'll take off day one. But, you know, we believe in that plan. So he's cleared without restriction. There will be some time off, you know, due to pitch count and all that, sticking to the plan. But the great news is Brock has worked his tail off and he's ready to go.
The throwing plan's a little different. We're never going to have him go 3 days in a row. And so, like, today he threw just with his schedule from the weekend and everything. So today he threw, so tomorrow he won't practice. So the other guys will do the same thing as OTAs. They'll both go with the ones. And then Brock will have practices two and three to go. Then I'll take the next one off. So keep going that way.
I wonder how Trey Lance feels. Man, the guy has told various reporters, including Jennifer Lee Chan of NBC Sports Bay Area, who joined us earlier in the offseason, that he is finally fully healthy. Except the injury that derailed his 22 season became an opportunity and a platform for Brock Purdy to seize the day. It's After Hours here on CBS Sports Radio. It's great to hear from John Lynch, Kyle Shanahan. Niners were clearly working toward this end, and were optimistic.
Watching Brock go through it and watching all the steps and the milestones that he had to get to and watch him throw every day, it looked like that. So I always thought in my mind, just so I wouldn't be disappointed, it would take a few weeks in camp. But he always looked like he would be ready because you didn't see any setbacks. And just talking to other guys, that's how it ended up. And watching it on our own, I thought it would go that way. But you don't really say that. You wait to hear it from Brock. And to get back and talk to him last week and just to hear how he felt just mentally and being able to see physically, he's ready to go.
Kyle Shanahan almost seems chipper. I mean, let's not get carried away here, but close. You know how much he loves talking about his quarterbacks.
I don't like playing this game.
Christian McCaffrey is the highest paid running back in the NFL, but needs a quarterback and just heard the news when a microphone was stuck in his face. No, I want to hear from Christian McCaffrey.
That's awesome. I think everybody was fired up, you know, to hear that. It's a testament to him. You know, he's put in so much work. We've kind of seen it from outside the building, but all he's done is work. And so to the fact that he's ready to go is exciting for all of us.
No doubt. Adding McCaffrey to that offense last year, once Matt Rhule was fired by the Panthers and they were clearly divesting themselves of some pieces, that was no question one of the reasons that Brock Purdy succeeded, because he was willing to use the weapons around him. He was willing to rely on the veterans, rely on the experience, rely, of course, on the coaches and the offensive system, but he didn't try to do too much. A lot of young QBs, they step on the field, they got to run, they got to get those extra couple yards, which results in hits sometimes. Maybe hold on to the ball too long because they're insistent that they can make a play. Brock was really smart when it came to integrating himself into the offense in that he didn't try to do too much. It was about setting up the guys who could make the plays. And so that's huge. Now, a little bit later on, we'll hear from Christian about running backs and whether or not the system may change or there could be a shift for them to get paid. But yeah, one more, which is kind of fun because we were finding out about Brock Purdy at the same time that a lot of the Niners were finding out about Brock Purdy as they were showing up to camp and being interviewed for the first time in a while.
I didn't know that. So he'll, okay, interesting. Yeah, that's
no restrictions.
No restrictions.
With the pitch count.
Yeah. I mean, I'm really not surprised. You know, I've seen the way that he's been working. You know, I've been here training all summer, and I know he's been here. And I think in Jacksonville training too, but I'm not surprised. I know the makeup of how he is. You know, since the moment he's gotten here, it only makes sense that he's ahead of schedule. I'm assuming he's ahead of schedule. I didn't know if that was supposed to be the case or not. But yeah, I'm interested to see how he looks. Obviously, after all his rehab.
Oh my goodness, the Fred Warner laugh. That's fantastic. The way that he laughed makes me laugh. He expresses such great joy over Brock Purdy being cleared. Now, according to different reports, they're going to keep Purdy on a pitch count, as John Lynch said, for a couple of weeks. And then they'll try him in practice for 3 straight days. And we'll see what happens in the preseason. What we've heard about that quarterback competition, if you want to use that word, is Purdy's the leader in the clubhouse. That came from both Kyle and John going back much earlier, going back to the spring. As long as he was healthy, he was the, quote, leader in the clubhouse. His surgery was March 10th. And so we're 4+ months down the road. And I would say for both the Raiders, who now have Jimmy Garoppolo, old friend Jimmy G, as their starting QB. He's been cleared to play. And Brock Purdy, the Niners, been cleared to play. As luck would have it, they've got joint practices coming up. Well, that'll be interesting. Jimmy always handled his business with great class, so I'm happy for him.
Let's go Raider Nation. Fresh year. Let's go get it.
But I'm also really excited to see Brock Purdy in a first full season as starter if he remains healthy and is on pace. It's After Hours here on CBS Sports Radio. Can you smell anything in here, Marco? Can you smell anything that's a little bit whack? No?
No.
No.
Should I?
Well, I don't know. Here's my question. You're also Italian. Actually, Jay is Italian too. But Jay suggested that I go ahead and eat my pasta dinner, even though it didn't smell quite right to me. I don't know if pasta can go bad in the fridge, but I had been saving it. You know, I'm getting ready to go to Houston on Thursday. And mm-hmm. So I'm trying to get rid of leftovers / fresh food. Although I will likely have to take half a cucumber with me on my suitcase to Houston because I'm not going to be able to finish the whole thing. Anyway, I had some leftover pasta from late last week, fully cooked, of course. And I had cooked extra because I like to save it and then use it as leftovers. Mm-hmm. When I put it in my bag to bring to work, so I opened it up in its Tupperware. I put some sauce on top so I could bring it to work and heat mm-hmm. it up. Mm-hmm. But it didn't smell exactly right. And I thought, okay, that's strange. Maybe it's the dish. Pasta doesn't go bad usually. Anyway, so I bring it to work. I open it up again in its Tupperware to put it into the microwave, and it really does not smell right. It's a little off. Mm. So I got nervous. I didn't eat it. It's sitting over there. I actually ate a couple of pieces and thought, well, if I violently vomit, then I'll know it was the pasta. But do you know once you get that in your brain, I just can't eat it now.
I mean, it depends on how long. You say pasta can't go. I mean, anything's going to go bad if it's there for too long. I mean, it depends on.
It's not like it's been in there a month or anything.
Right. But I mean, you know, 4 or 5 days, yeah, you might be on the edge. Oh. Is there any meat in there? Like,
no,
you know what I mean?
No,
like,
meat.
You know, whatever vegetables could.
Vegetables.
Yeah, they could start to turn after a few days.
That's a bummer.
Again, everything depends. I mean, who knows? It wasn't sealed.
We got to keep a lid on it.
Right. You don't know. You don't know. I mean, anything's going to go bad if it doesn't.
Oh, it's such a bummer because now I have no dinner.
Well,
I guess I'm fasting on this edition of the show.
That I can't help you with.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, if you look to eat something and it doesn't smell right.
Yeah.
I'm usually quick to be like, yeah, I'm just going to.
My
move
mom,
on to
too.
Something else.
She's one of those that if it doesn't smell exactly right, she gets rid of it. She never takes a chance. I have been known to take a few chances in the past, which I, since I have to travel, I do not want to take any chances.
Right.
I don't want to be violently ill, but I am hungry now. So if my stomach growls in the middle of your update, well, I apologize.
I am sorry. I wish I could help you. I did eat my dinner, but it's gone. So there is no, I have no leftovers sitting there.
Right.
My salad I ate.
Okay.
My
Jay
carrots
says
I ate.
He has snacks. Jay got some snacks.
I got some snacks.
Some snacks. Yeah. All right.
I got some change for the vending machine if you want to hit that.
Oh, that's so nice
that's
of
about
you.
All. That's about all I can help.
That's so nice of you. Can you even begin to relate with the Monopoly money flying around in sports right now? OMG.
Could I relate? No.
$304 million for Jalen Brown.
You hit the right term, though. I think of it as Monopoly money. None of that's real. None of that's... And
not
it is what
us.
It is. That's why I never concern myself. Maybe I'm odd in that regard. I don't look at it for what they're making. I look at it from the percentage of what it is. Because if you look at the actual number, it'll drive you nuts with everything. And it's athletes, it's whatever walk of life that you look at, and you're like, how could that be possible? How could you possibly make that kind of money for what you do? So to me, it's not worth banging your head up against the wall. He's getting paid well. I leave it at that. For my
Jalen
own brain.
Is, Justin is. They're getting paid well.
Again.
Trayvon Diggs.
Right. But that's what I mean. Like that. The Herbert deal, you look at it as he's one of the, you know, now he's the highest annual, and that's going to get eclipsed as soon as Joe Burrow signs his contract. So it's just going to keep going up. You look at it as you kind of rank it in the quarterbacks. Who should be the higher paid quarterbacks and who is the better quarterbacks? Leave it at that. Because once you look at the actual dollar amount, then it gets into funny money where your brain can't comprehend. I can't make my rent, but they have, you know, $500 million to just toss away. It's just... You can't. You can't. You'll never be able to go on with your day. At least I can't.
No, I can't even remotely process that kind of money, which is why I call it Monopoly money. Top of the hour, we will head to L.A., the L.A. area, where the Chargers will be starting their camp on Wednesday. We'll get the reaction from senior writer Eric Smith. In the meantime, send your questions for Ask Amy Anything. Show Twitter, After Hours CBS, our Facebook page, too. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
You are listening to the After Hours podcast.
My love of shiz. I can say F you to the Giants. I can say F you to my teammates and be like, you want me to show you my worth? You want to show you how valuable I am to the team? I won't show up. I won't play it down. That's a play I can use. Anybody knows me, knows that's not something I want to do. But like, it's something that crossed my mind. It's like, I never thought I would ever do that. But like, now I'm in a point where it's like, Jesus, like, I might have to take it to this level.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Saquon Barkley on the Money Matters podcast. And that was recorded well before the deadline from last week expired without him getting a long-term deal from the Giants. And he, along with Josh Jacobs, initially declined to sign their franchise tenders. Both let it be known that they were unlikely to report for camp. One has stayed away from his team. That's Josh. Saquon, however, has decided it doesn't actually give me leverage. It doesn't actually make sense for me to hold out and leave more than $10 million on the table. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Money, 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 money. That is a theme on this edition of the show. Not mine, though. Send your questions for Ask Amy Anything to our show Twitter, After Hours CBS, and also on our Facebook page. We'll get to that coming up inside of 2 hours. Middle show of the work week, launching you forward into your hump day. As for Saquon, the one-year franchise tag, but it's an adjusted tender, which is interesting. It's worth $10.1 million, fully guaranteed, and then a little more written in for incentive purposes. The tag was adjusted to include a $2 million signing bonus plus the extra incentives so he can get paid nearly another $1 million if he hits particular marks in rushing yards, if the Giants make the playoffs, if he has 11 touchdowns. So these are some of the various benchmarks where Saquon can add a little something-something to his franchise tag. Interestingly enough, they did not give him the right to forego, decline, avoid the franchise tag after next season. So it could come back around. But good for Saquon. There was no way that he was going to be able to win this war. Or maybe he wins the war, but he loses this battle, right? Not every battle is worth fighting. He said his piece. Other running backs around the league said their piece and still are speaking out about the way their position is handled by owners and teams. But there's nothing to be gained for Saquon or Josh to sit out. Absolutely nothing. You're leaving $10 million on the table, and you're only getting older. So if you're not getting the deal you want right now, it's very unlikely that you're not going to get it next year, too. That was an awkward sentence, but it's unlikely, extremely unlikely, that you're going to get a better offer 12 months from now. So he did show up on his first day of camp. He was there with his teammates, and of course, his head coach, reigning coach of the year, Brian Daboll, is psyched.
We're happy to have Saquon back. Got a lot of respect, appreciation, and love for him. And again, long way to go here, but to have everybody, you know, here, you know, rowing in the same direction, you know, it's good to have him.
No doubt. In addition to Brian, you can imagine Daniel is thrilled to see him walk through that door. But there are still some major question marks. Josh Jacobs, nowhere to be found. Dalvin Cook, he's doing interviews instead of showing up for the first day of camp. Still a running back without a home. His latest appearance, The Rich Eisen Show, where he talked about the collaboration and even this Zoom call, this high-profile Zoom call of NFL running backs as they're trying to work together to change their plight.
That's what we're trying to get to right now, and I don't think we came up to that equation yet. I don't think we're trying to figure out where we can go without hurting anybody's pockets. We're trying to get to a point where, like, you know, we don't want to – we obviously want to play football, and we want to help somebody win, but we don't want to – you know, everybody got their family to take care of and, you know, real things to do in real life. And I know, you know, we don't want to take from nobody's pocket, like, as far as, like, not being out there on the field. But, like, we got to come up with something. I think that's what the guy's still trying to come up with, because we active every day in that chat, every day.
I really think that's notable that running backs are banding together. They're attacking the problem as a brain trust. There's some really smart guys, some veteran guys who have a lot of experience. This is not a problem that's new for their position. Nah, it's one that's been ongoing. It's a pattern as long as I've been covering the NFL, where this position, because of the mileage, because of the carries, because of the hits, because of the pounding, there is a point of diminishing returns. And NFL teams are more than willing to go out and get a fresh body as opposed to paying one who's had, I don't know, 6-7 years on him. Christian McCaffrey, highest paid running back in the NFL this upcoming year.
As far as the solution goes, wish I had an answer. I think just starting the conversation is important and going from there. But, you know, right now it's training camp. It's time for me to, you know, lock in on 49ers football and doing what I can to help the team.
Interesting insight there from Christian because, yeah, the offseason is done. And now these guys, as much as they would like to help others in their position, really the best they can do is go out and crush it. Last year, we had a bunch of these guys have incredible seasons. McCaffrey, an instant impact when he was traded to the Niners. Dalvin Cook, fourth straight 1,100-yard season. Austin Eckler led the league in touchdowns. We know about what these guys can do. Saquon Barkley as well. They just have to keep drawing attention to it. It's After Hours, CBS Sports Radio.